The following is an arrival address given by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on March 3, 1975 in Dallas, Texas.
This Dallas Temple, Dallas, this educational institution must be unique in the world because nobody is interested to give their children a spiritual education. When I first attempted to start this movement from India, I approached many friends that we have got 4 children or 5 children. Give me 1 child, I shall train him as Brahma, as Vaishnava. Nobody agrees. Everyone says, Swamiji, what will be the benefit by becoming Brahma? After all, he has to struggle for existence. Nobody cares for Brahmin. That is also a fact. Nobody is nowadays interested about the Brahminical culture. We are trying to push this Brahminical culture within the demoniac culture. It is a very difficult task. But still, by grace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we are more or less successful. I am very glad to see your temple worship, not only here, everywhere. So, you American boys and girls, you are fortunate that this movement is started from America, and some of you are taking seriously, trying to help me. I am very much obliged to you. So, keep this standard as you are now keeping. Then things will go automatically. And one day people will understand in the history that this movement was for saving the human society. That day will come. So, I am very much pleased to see the atmosphere here. Education means Krishna consciousness. That is education. If simply we understand that Krishna is the Supreme Person, He is great, and we are all subordinate. So our duty is to serve Krishna. These 2 lines, if we understand, then our life is perfect. If we simply learn how to worship Krishna, how to please Him, how to dress Him nicely, how to give Him nice foodstuff, how to decorate Him with ornaments and flowers, how to offer our respectful obeisances unto Him, how to chant His name, in this way, if we simply think, without any so-called education, we become the perfect person within the universe. This is Krishna. It doesn't require ABCD education. It requires simply change of consciousness. So if these children are being taught from the very beginning of their life, we had the opportunity of being trained up by our parents like this. Many saintly persons used to visit my father's house. My father was Vaishnava, pure Vaishnava, and he wanted me to become a Vaishnava. Whenever some saintly person would come, he would ask me, please bless my son that he can become a servant or Radhani. That was his prayer. He never prayed for anything. And he gave me education, how to play Mridanga. My mother was, again, there were two teachers, one for teaching me ABCD and one for teaching me Mridanga. So the one teacher was waiting and the other teacher was teaching me how to play Mridanga. So my mother would be angry. Hey, what is this nonsense you are teaching Mridanga? What will you do with Mridanga? But perhaps my father wanted that I should be a great Mridanga player in future. Therefore, I am very much indebted to my father and I have dedicated my book, Krishna book, to him. He wanted me. He wanted me to be preacher of Bhagavatam, Srimadha Bhagavatam, and player of Mridanga, and to become servant of Radha. So every parent should think like that. Otherwise one should not become father and mother. That is the intention of the shastra. That is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam, fifth canto, Pita nasasyat, janani nasasyat, guru nasasyat, sajano nasasyat. In this way, the conclusion is, namo chaye ja samapita mrittam. If one is unable to rescue his disciple from the imminent danger of death, he should not become a guru. One should not become father or mother if he cannot do so. In this way, no friend, no relatives, no father, no. If one cannot teach his other part to how to save from the clutches of death, that education is wanting throughout the whole world. And simple thing is that one can avoid this entanglement of birth, death, old age and disease simply by becoming Krishna conscious. That is stated in Bhagavad Gita. Janma karma deham matter was done. If one can simply understand what I am, why do I come here in this material world? What is my duty? What duty I perform? These two, three things, if one understands that Krishna comes for this purpose, he is like this, then the result will be tatta deham. We have to give up this body. That's a fact. But this person who has understood Krishna, he is not coming back again to accept another. Taptadeham, punarjanmanaya. Mane, if he does not take birth again, so does he become zero? Sunnavadi? No. money, he enters into my family. Krishna's family, Krishna in Vrindavan, has got a great family. He has got his father, he has got his mother, Mother Yashoda, Nanda Maharaj. He has got so many friends, hundreds and thousands. Boyfriend, girlfriend, the trees, the plants, the flowers, the fruits, the land, the water, the cows, the calves. He is surrounded by a great family. He is not a single person. Suppose if we say, now the president is coming. The president means he is not only coming alone, he is coming with secretaries, his ministers, his military secretary, and so many other people, some soldiers and bodyguards. He is not alone. So, if a material president, insignificant, is always surrounded by his associates, so the Supreme Being, how he is associated with his surroundings, you can just imagine. He cannot be alone. That is Krishna. Krishna is not zero. Sunnavadi, as he says, everything zero. Or Nirvishesha, everything like a scarf. No. He is individual, person. And he says in the Bhagavad Gita, in the second chapter, my dear Arjuna, you are a person. Me, I am also a person. And all these soldiers and kings who are assembled here, they are also persons. So don't think that we are not person in the past and we are not person at present, and in future also we shall not become person. We are all person, eternally person. And whenever there is person, there is associate, there is family, there is exchange of love. That is Krishna consciousness. So, this Krishna consciousness movement means to become trained up sufficiently how to enter Krishna's great family. In Krishna's family there is no sannyas. Have you seen any sannyas in Vrindavan? At least in the books. Sannyas means to make this material life sannyas. Nama, this renown, just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did, he renowned his material family life. He had a very nice wife, a young wife, and he was a young man, 24 years old. And they are very affectionate mother. He had very good position in the society, Nimai Pandit. Yesterday, you saw one play, Chantaji. So he was so influential that simply by his calling, hundreds and thousands of men immediately joined to go to the Chantaji's house to perform people. So just imagine what was his social position. So popular, leader. He had very good position as a learned scholar. He was known as Nimai Pandit. Beautiful, very beautiful body, Gaur Sundar, very beautiful wife, very honored Brahman, Jagannath Mishra's son, grandson of Milan Chakravarti, very social aristocratic position. But still, he gave up everything. That means that material, although he had nothing material, but to show us that material things should be renounced, that is sannyas, and enter into the spiritual family of Krishna. Tatta deham punarjananaiti mam. He does not become again entangled in this material varieties of life. In material world, there is also variety, but that is false. This morning we are discussing this point, mileage. In the mileage, there is a show of false water, and the animal runs after it. But there is no water. Finally, he becomes more thirsty, and it is desert, he falls down and dies. So the material world means we are running after false family. But don't think that there is no real family life. There is real family. That is Krishna also. Real family. Eternal family. Blissful family. So this Krishna consciousness movement means to train up people to be detached from this false family, and to enter into the real world. That is it. Not that if I give up this false family, I become zero. There is no such disappointment. The other philosopher, they're like Buddha philosophy. Their philosophy is finish this, nirvana. People are not interested to finish all this. They want, then what is the positive gain? So generally people are attached to this Buddhist and Mahavadi philosophy, therefore they feel hopelessness. On account of future hopelessness, they become more attached to these false family. But our philosophy is not like that. Our philosophy is that you become detached to this false family and enter into the real family. So, these children, Kumar Vasanitra, Dharman Bhagavatanya, that is Pradharman in Mustafa. That produce children as much as you can train to become eternally family members of Krishna. That is spiritual contrast. Don't produce children like cats and dogs. This is all. If you can produce Krishna consciousness children, produce 100 children, there is no objection. But if you cannot do that, then either don't produce children or produce children as much as you can manage. This is Krishna philosophy. Our philosophy is not simply negation, it is positive. General people, they are unnecessarily producing children, they cannot marry, so they are adopting so many sinful activities, so much so that they are now killing their own child within the womb and becoming implicated in sinful activities and prolong the life in this material world very miserably. Just see the miserable condition of the child, baby within the home. See, it is in the mother's home, and the mother, at the advice of the doctor, is killed. Why? Because that child, now it is child, he did it. He killed so many other children in his previous life. Now he is being killed. Not only in one home, but he will enter another home, he will be killed. As many children he has killed, he will kill. But they do not know. They do not know this. Blind, murad, how nature's law is going on, how tit for tat is going on, they do not know. Therefore, this Krishna consciousness movement is to give them right knowledge and become free from all sinful life. So long there is sinful life, you cannot be allowed to enter into Krishna's family. That will not be allowed. Jisham antagatam tu papam jananam punna karmanam te dandamaha nirmukta vajanti maam. To avoid sinful life, we are giving you prescription. No illicit sex, no gambling, no intoxication, no. Avoid the sinful life and make your children Krishna conscious purely, then you can produce hundreds of children. There is no objection.